The shelter-in-place order Governor Pritzker issued last week to limit the spread of the virus has many more people working from home, and that means less work for police in McLean County. Police calls are down in Bloomington-Normal in recent days, but as Eric Stock reports, officers wonder if this is the calm before the storm.
The police chief in Normal, Rick Bleichner, says his officers filed 20 reports last Friday, the last day before the governor's order. 20 is already a low number. On Monday, his officers took just 7 reports.
I think what they've described is it's almost like a Christmas day out there sometimes, because, you know, at times when people are at home and things like that, there's not as many calls for service. I can tell you the reports have dropped off significantly.
Bloomington Police Chief Dan Donath says his department has also seen a noticeable drop in calls in recent weeks. Donath says he might consider cutting back on shifts to keep his officers rested and ready in case any on the force need to be quarantined, but he knows he has to be careful with that.
You know, that would be a smart thing to do, but again, you have to balance that with, if we get a double or triple homicide like we had 2 years ago, then we've got to make sure that we have enough people to be able to handle that.
Police also suspect the drop in calls might not last long. McLean County Sheriff John Sandage says he's concerned the COVID-19 response could lead to economic hardships, and that often leads to a rising crime.
We have discussed that. Typically, when economies are bad, crime does go up. But we are prepared should that happen.
And having everyone cooped up at home poses its own public safety concern. Bloomington Chief Dan Donath noticed a rash of domestic violence incidents late last week following the governor's stay-at-home order. He hopes that doesn't become a trend.
It just seemed to go hand-in-hand with, you know, people working from home, staying at home, and then the shelter-in-place order came into play.
And as people are forced to stay in their homes longer, many will be tempted to go outside and challenge the order. Normal's Rick Bleichner says he expects more people will insist on going out if the shutdown order lasts for more than a few weeks.
Right now, this is a lull. Everybody's playing well together. But if it continues, I think there may be a concern that, you know, there may be folks that do want to try and travel outside the restrictions or try and go to businesses when it's not necessary or critical. And so those may be some things where we could see an additional call spike.
Bleichner says officers are responding to stay-at-home violations on a complaint basis. He says his officers are focused on education and compliance, but could issue a cease and desist order if someone refuses to comply. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.